Hello.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Nick, is this you?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on one second. Let me just fix my earpiece here. Hold on.
Sure, sure. Take your time. I got a couple of minutes.
Let me just shut my music down on my computer so I don't
hear
anything in the background. Give me one second.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, thanks for calling me now. I just last minute planned. This girl wants to come over later, and they don't usually get too impressed when you hop on the phone and start talking about 9/11 in front of them. Scares them. I scared one away a few weeks ago, actually.
Doing that, talking to someone on the phone—is that all of it?
No. Talking to her. She started asking me, what's up with all this 9/11 stuff, and we're supposed to be watching a movie. And then I have two computers set up on my desktop here, side by side. So on the other monitor, I start to show her some things, and she's just like, you're crazy. And she left after a few hours. She didn't stay too long.
I sort of had that happen. Not with a female, but with friends and stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the time. Oh, I've lost friends. I've literally lost people that I thought were some of my best friends in my life over this.
Yeah, I remember. I read that. You were writing that, I think.
Yeah.
You wrote that in there.
Not like one of my closest boys, but you know how you have a couple of girls that you've been friends with since you were a teenager or whatever, and maybe you've messed around with or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You guys are cool.
I could think of a couple.
Oh, yeah. And she, you know what she said to me is I found out about Loose Change was the first thing I saw, so it was all about that and the bombs and the firemen and all that shit in the beginning.
Right.
And either way, I was right. There was a government conspiracy about 9/11, and we're being lied to, and I'm trying to tell people, and I'm starting to post a lot of stuff on Facebook. And she wrote on my wall that I had conformed into my own worst enemy and all this other shit, and fucking she can't be friends with me anymore. Dude, it's just like people are so narrow-minded. How is opening your mind conforming into your own worst enemy?
I mean, she thinks it's strange.
Yeah, I mean, isn't that... What do you think?
Hello?
We don't need to, pat each other... Can you hear me? Sorry, bro. I lost you.
It's all right. What I was asking was, is it because you have such a strong passion for something that isn't like a topic she wants to talk about? Or because it's that specific topic? I'd be curious. A lot of people don't like
this. I think
like
this, here's my thing. She was a regular girl like the rest of us. I don't want to say regular, but she became very religious, and I know you said you're religious, but she's over religious. She's religious to the point where she'll believe anything that they tell her in church.
I'm the exact opposite.
See, and if they tell her that this is, don't look into this or that's crazy or this person, and I'm sure she asked somebody about it, and I bet you maybe her pastor or somebody told her, and then she starts writing all these things on my wall, you've conformed into your own worst enemy. Then her sister chimes in, tells me I'm a nutbag, and I need to go see a doctor and all this other stuff, and I just had to block them and get them out of my life.
See, it's just amazing. It's amazing. I'm a Christian, and I love the Lord, but what I usually post, and I don't go to church, I don't follow any man.
Yep.
I think it's something that's a personal thing.
Dude, that's awesome.
You know what I mean? I read the Bible, though, and that's how I get revelation. It's right there. I don't need a man to tell me. I've been duped by too many pastors.
Heroes. We don't want heroes and
idols
and people to worship.
They lie to you.
All of them
have taught bullshit to make themselves feel important or to just get a larger congregation. They don't even preach what they used to preach. They'll change the message to suit the congregation. That's pretty freaking crazy.
Yeah.
You know, if you do believe something, teach it. Don't stray because the money comes in. But man, It's
money corrupts
right?
everything. Money really is the root of all evil. Yeah. That's kind of the heart of 9/11 and the things
if
that I've been trying
truth,
to explain to you.
That's
it
with
really
the,
is.
With the elites.
Just think,
power.
Just think, and I don't know how far down the road you are. I know what it's going to take, you know, probably a few months of looking at some of this stuff. But when you start to realize that thousands and thousands of these victims are fake, and probably all of them, and you can see how they could keep this thing hush-hush. They had $40 billion coming in just from the Victim Compensation Fund and the Business Compensation Fund. That's $40 billion that just goes to...
And where did it go?
Where did it go? It went to compensate whoever the fuck was involved.
You know what it is about this info, though? It's so deep down the rabbit hole, the stuff like where you're at.
Yeah.
Take this for what it's worth, right?
Yep.
It's almost sometimes... It's hard to, because I know it's all, you know, new. But to start with a little simpler stuff and work your way up. But it's so hard to, because you're getting these things right now and you're realizing so much. But because even within Christianity, people want to, you know, just pound it into someone. Waking up takes time, you know, it's like a process. You know, I've been around it for a while, and it's just amazing how I'll tell a friend about, like I said, about the little clip of commercial, just something as stupid as that, a little subliminal message. 4 years ago, he thought I was nuts.
I've seen it. I've just started looking into, and how about this? I just told you straight out, I'm not a religious person at all.
Yeah.
But I totally believe that there's a ton of Satanism going on in the music industry.
Yeah,
and
there's a ton of Satanism going on in the churches. They've been
there. Yeah,
they're,
I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean,
in Hollywood.
So you know there's something good out there. You just don't.
Oh, I just don't. I need to see proof of anything to believe anything. Okay, so until I see the God or the devil or one of them do a miracle for me or somebody else, it's hard for me to believe it. But I can't write it off either. You know what I mean? And I would never insult somebody that would believe it. I just don't like the people that are totally brainwashed by the church when the church is just as bad as the TV in many cases.
I was just going over that with a Christian lady online, posting about this Creflo Dollar guy, the money, black preacher. And I said, you know the word tithes? It's Old Testament. When they say give you 10%, it's not even meant for us. That's how mixed up Christianity is. That's like Old Testament stuff. That has nothing to do with us now. And I can break it down by scriptures. And so I'm just making a point that, you know, even within that world, there's such frickin' deception. You know, people get crazy with it. You're right. You know, the couple of things I was really thinking about, and you brought it out, were the other buildings that were damaged. And I saw it on, I think, September Clues, or one of the videos I was watching that you had up. And you could see the damage. And that was never spoken of.
No.
It really wasn't. And how about the people in the streets? If I went, that place should have been packed when I went to the triage thing.
Exactly.
It should have been packed with people with scrapes
and not. I'm gonna drag up. Keep talking. I'm gonna drag up
it's
a clip
okay.
while you're talking. Good.
Yeah.
Tell me more about the triage.
Yeah. It was empty. It was just an amazing thing. Maybe a couple of people, workers coming over to eat. But it wasn't even like, you know, firemen and things like that. It was like it was a fake site. I did hand out some waters, but I almost think some of them were homeless people or just regular people. Like New Yorkers trying to get a bite to eat. That's what it looked like to me.
And the other thing I wanted to say to you is maybe that firefighter that passed out on the ground next to you, he could have really got a call on his radio and really thought he lost a bunch of his men and he might have really felt distressed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sure. I mean, he might have been a real fireman and you know, not saying he was an actor. I don't know. But, hello? 28
people. Yeah. No,
okay.
I'm,
You know what? I hear these clicks on my phone. And it's always when it's interesting subjects. So if you start hearing them, it's my end. I just heard one of them.
Okay.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
So anyway, like you were saying about the triage centers, I want to show you a little two-minute video later. Where's the easiest place to send it to where you can see it? Your Facebook or?
Whatever's easiest. Facebook's fine.
Yeah, all right. Let me just send it to your Facebook. Here's the link for it, right? So this is the Arlington Hospital. This is outside the Pentagon after the attack supposedly happened. And it's just like your triage center. You got a bunch of fucking doctors standing around. Nobody's doing anything. There's no ambulances rushing people in. You don't even see any hurt people at all. And this is Arlington Hospital, like in Virginia, right
Isn't
outside
that wild?
D.C. Isn't that wild? And the lady even tells you on the report that there's no victims there.
I remember hearing on TV them talking about, and there's things along the streets. I forgot it. They said triage units, but because the hospitals are overflowing and they don't know where, they made it sound.
And the hospital was empty. The hospitals were empty.
Yeah.
Not empty like the buildings were empty, but the hospitals were regular.
And my question is, why were they bringing perfectly good vehicles out on flatbeds that just had a little dust on them? Why weren't those vehicles being used? I didn't see dumpsters of stuff being pulled away, never once.
No.
I didn't see it, and I was there for hours.
And when you say flatbed of vehicles, we're talking about emergency vehicles, correct?
Oh, full fire trucks, yeah. And you know, other vehicles would be going in, and I noticed a lot were from, like, Pennsylvania and different areas. It was just, well, I mean, I already knew about FEMA being there the day before.
Yep.
I mean,
And now if you think about it, right, think about FEMA being there a day before. Think about all the roads you've gone down maybe before, maybe if you've heard Alex Jones and these other people.
Right, right.
You're thinking in your head, oh, FEMA's there the day before. What are they doing, setting up explosives? They're going to kill 3,000 people. They knew this was going to happen. No, FEMA was just getting ready to get the perimeter ready. They weren't going to kill anybody. Doesn't it make it so much easier to understand how these agencies would be involved if no Americans are going to die? Yeah, people overseas are going to die, and that's a terrible fucking thing. And I do many shows on that too. I don't only talk 9/11, but you know, if no Americans are gonna die, you can see how all these military types would go along with it. You give them a bigger pension and tell them to shut the fuck up, and they're all gonna go along with it. And
it's
you spin
amazing.
It like it's some patriotic thing.
Hopefully, on a worldwide scale, though. I mean, they're talking about this one world government and one world monetary system, and you know, they want to chip us and mock us and control everything we do. If we fart, we have to pay, what's that called? The carbon tax.
Yeah, the carbon tax, yeah.
My carbon footprint is pretty big.
Well, I'll tell you what, dude. All it takes is, see, this is why I'm all over this right now. I believe that if we can get people, see, you could start with some of the easier things, but if you can get somebody to believe that this whole 9/11 thing is bullshit, it's so easy to see that the rest of the news is bullshit. Everything else they tell you is bullshit. At least that's how it was for me and a couple of my friends. And you know how you're talking about one world government? What if they did something where, and now let's not even talk about crazy fucking, you don't even have to go with crazy technology or anything. You could maybe throw one hologram up somewhere or just do a fake TV report, make a fake alien invasion like they've been talking about, and then all of a sudden, what would they say? We need to unite all our militaries to fight this off. And then,
you
boom,
know that
there's their one world government.
That fits
Project
right
Boobie.
In with Christian theology, though, because we believe, at least the people that I hang out with, believe that the alien invasion is a great delusion, that they're demons. So I just want to point out how similar my beliefs are to what you believe. Without a doubt, I think that's going to be used at some point.
Yeah, we've talked about it a lot on the radio, and I think that 9/11 plus that event, and maybe the if you've noticed, I don't know if you've noticed, but you know, they're setting up to basically control all the banks in the world. That's what all these invasions have been about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay? All the countries, like 10 years ago, that weren't controlled by, you know, like the EMF, I mean the IMF, the World Bank, whatever, they were the same exact countries, Iraq, Afghanistan, Iran, Syria, North Korea, the same
that
countries that they show you on Fox News in these terror states. They're not terror states. They're fucking financially independent countries that we want to run and take their resources and steal their money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
But
And even when they go in and replace governments, they replace them with people that are just as bad. And our governments wind up turning on them 10 years later to suit their own needs. So it's all bullshit.
Well, that's the other thing, too. And here's the main point of, like, the alternative media is set up to protect the regular media almost. If you think about it, that's why, like, Alex Jones will never talk about any of it. Now, you could think that there was 10% of it going on, or you could think more along my lines, like, there was 80% of Hollywood-style things going on. But you saw stage lighting and fake-looking shit down there. For sure.
Did I lose you?
No, can you hear me? Nick?
We're gonna go soon. Relax.
Hey, I don't know. It seems to be my connection over here at my house. I'll just use my cell phone. I hate the cell phone, though, because the goddamn thing dies so fast.